Alola.
We're here.
Welcome to the 16th episode of Alola Vacation.
The 16th episode?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is the 16th episode.
We have 30 more to go before season finale.
I was going to say, like, aired episodes, we have, like, 70 more.
46.
Oh, my goodness.
And now
we're going
to have to pump out more episodes here.
Yeah, wow. Do, like, two a week, and we'd still probably not make it to the end of the year.
I am your host, SBJ. Irene is here.
Hi.
This episode is titled, They Might Not Be Giants, which first aired in the United States on July 1st.
We're almost in a year time.
I was indifferent about this episode, I think.
I didn't like it.
More Pokemon-focused episode.
I didn't like it.
Which is usually good on paper. But why don't you kick it off with the blurb and we'll go from there.
All right, I'll read the blurb. After practicing with Lana, Popplio has learned how to make a balloon that's big and sturdy enough to carry a Pokemon. In a series of mishaps, Rowlet and Popplio end up together inside the balloon, which gets swept away. They're trying to find their way home when they run into the wild Litten, which agrees to help. Soon, all three of them are trapped in a Team Rocket net, and Meowth wants to recruit Litten to join the gang. With some clever acting, Litten frees the others and sends Team Rocket blasting off just as our heroes are reunited. Ash tries to thank the skittish Litten, but it's disappeared again.
This is the long con for Litten.
Right? It's like, ah, oh, you tricked us.
They may have done this in other seasons that I didn't watch. But in the Indigo League, which is everyone's favorite, because
it's the beginning.
I'm pretty sure Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle all caught in said episode. I don't think they ever drawed it out.
You mean they were all caught in one episode?
Like the episode you find them in, they're caught in.
Okay. That was the way you phrased that was confusing. Okay.
Litten has been eluding us since
episode one.
Was it episode one?
Litten first appeared in episode one.
Because I don't think he's getting Popplio since that's Lana's. But I don't know enough about future
episodes.
Aren't
Lana and Ash like married? Or something?
Mallow has some words with you.
Excuse me, Mallow and Lily are dedicated to each other. I feel like whenever I say this, I'm like, they're 17 years old in my head or something, or 19 years old.
They grew up. episode opens with Ash, Lana, and Mallow, which are down on the beach watching Popplio make balloons. I think we had this balloon conversation because I was like, why aren't they named Bubbles?
Yeah, it felt really redundant in the beginning. Because I feel like every single time we're checking in on Popplio, that's all it's doing. I mean,
yeah,
I guess. It's like, can you learn how to do something else, please?
We see a little bit of Rockruff, but nothing fancy in this regards. And Popplio and Rowlet at one point both enter the balloons after Pokemon are playing around. Strongwind picks up the balloon, sends them flying. Mallow, Ash, Lana, try to go after it to determine it. It kind of sets up this episode of these two Pokemon are lost and Lana and Ash want to get them back respectively. And then it leads into pretty much Team Rocket's hands. Outside where we get to Team Rocket, we see Beware's den. It seems that Team Rocket is more and more making it their base. They're installing a satellite dish. And they are, after crashing to it, James and Jesse put some, like, device around them.
Rowlet gets this weird choker collar thing attached to it that looks like a tracking device, kind of, or something. I don't know. It looks like a collar, though. I have a note that I think Jesse had said that there's the saying, the bigger they are, the bigger they are.
It's pretty good. Probably the highlight of the episode there.
I was like, what are you saying when she said that? That was enough to write it down. Overall, though, I don't have a lot of notes about this because I just thought it was pretty underwhelming, the whole thing. It was cute when Meowth and Litten were speaking Pokemon cat language to each other. And Meowth was very emotional and passionate about whatever Litten was saying to it. It's like, oh, your story is so great. Join us.
Stoutland makes a return, though.
Stoutland.
Stoutland. Yeah, this episode for me is a little bit of a blur. Because you watched it recently, but I didn't. But I remember not loving it. Like, I do like Litten, Popolo, and Rowlet, but...
It felt like filler. It was absolutely a filler episode, if I had to...
It was cool to see
something.
Litten again, right? Because they're doing the long con with Litten. Yeah, good to see Stoutland again, because I love the relationship between Stoutland and Litten.
Just under a bridge, though.
Yeah, but
like,
it's cool.
Actually under a bridge.
Well, Stoutland doesn't really have a home, because last time we saw Stoutland, it was in that like abandoned house.
I guess.
That's why I like Stoutland.
Stoutland is very courageous and loving.
Also, like, Ash, Lana, and Mallow just not good at splitting up and finding stuff, but the thing of the episode is always like, oh, your Pokemon are like one block over and you just happen to turn the wrong way and they turn the other way.
Yeah,
which is like a little frustrating, but this all leads to them getting to the top of the building where Litten, Popolo, Rowlet are put into a cage. Then they make
were in a building.
They're on top of a building.
What?
With a cage.
Oh, interesting.
James sees that Litten has an attitude for posing as the hero. Meowth invites Litten to join Team Rocket, which then opens the cage, which then Litten attacks Meowth, which then helps the other Pokemon get away. And then Team Rocket blasts off, and then they reunite. Litten and Ash stare at each other. Ash guesses that Litten has helped. Ash tries to ask Litten about Stoutland, and then Litten leaves. So, I believe you are right in... saying that this is a filler episode.
Yeah, it was so underwhelming. I was watching it and I was just like, okay. Like, I don't know how this is furthering anything whatsoever, except just giving us a brief, oh, this is a slice of life adventure between the three starters. Okay, cool. But like, it doesn't really contribute anything.
No, they could have put this Litten seeing Ash bit in any episode and just kind of like string you along.
Yeah.
The major events here, Lana's Populo's revealed to know Bubble Beam. Litten is revealed to know Slash. So that's all we're walking away with this episode.
Oh.
Litten knows Slash. Populo knows Bubble Beam.
So beneficial.
Would you like some trivia?
Absolutely.
This is the first episode of Sun and Moon where Team Rocket successfully blasts off.
Yeah, they did. They blasted off, whatever. And then later on... then Beware took it off.
Okay.
Took them off somewhere. And there was a point where Beware was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very cute. And I was just like, oh, that's adorable. Enough for me to mention it right now, at least. That's all I had to say.
This is the first episode since the debut where Rotom doesn't give any new Pokedex entries. That's all the trivia. There is an error, though.
An error?
Litten uses Slash in this episode, which apparently it knows. Mm-hmm. It cannot actually learn that move.
Oh. Whoops.
So it's a minor
maybe
error.
Maybe it's supposed to be... Wait, can... No, never mind. Pokemon, can they learn Scratch? I don't know why I'm making this weird scratching motion.
I just saw a spoiler.
Oh, no.
Litten can learn... Don't know if Litten can learn Scratch. It does. It starts with Scratch.
Okay, so maybe they meant Scratch. Let's assume that's what they meant.
But the question is, can Torracat learn Slash? And it cannot.
So they totally meant Scratch.
And finally, can Incineroar learn Slash? It cannot. So that entire line cannot learn Slash. Which makes no sense, because Scratch and Slash are the same move. Just one is stronger and has a higher chance of crit. I feel like if you can scratch something, you can slash something.
I mean, you can slash a lot of things. Sorry.
No, this is all we got.
Yeah, it was just not... I didn't like this episode much at all.
I feel like we should start writing like a filler guide for people who want to go through the season. Because there are episodes we can definitely cut
from this.
Skip,
yeah.
This is one of them.
Yeah.
Do you think you cut the Lily one from two ago?
Yes.
It's like, boring, but it matters.
I feel like it's necessary.
Yeah.
At least part of it's necessary, because obviously the egg hatched and then Lily needs to get from, oh no, I don't want to touch Pokemon, to, I'm a Pokemon trainer, because that's what happened.
Right? Unless there's no payoff for Lily at the end of the season.
Yeah, I guess.
And then you cut it.
I just cannot stand.
You don't like her voice, right?
I can't stand the dub actress. Like, I feel like I need to listen to the sub, because that would probably make me feel better, but I can't. So maybe I would feel better otherwise. I'm really excited to kind of see more of the characters from the game in the context of the anime, just because it's obviously earlier than the events that happen in the game. So it's like, well, what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
So it's like this weird, like, backstory type thing.
I'm curious what they're going to do with Team Skull, because, like, showing grunts but never introducing Guzma just doesn't make sense.
I mean,
or
they
Guzma.
Might introduce Guzma eventually. I feel like they're going to.
I think
to.
It's Guzma.
Well, I'm going to say Guzma.
Because
you know how I feel about Team Skull, so I'm just going to
say
what
I want.
Yeah, but,
like, the best part about Team Skull
I'm gonna say what I want.
Is Guzma, because I think it's based off a flower called Guzmania.
I'm going to say what I want.
But if you have Team Skull grunts and you don't get to Guzma, then what's the point? Like, they're just troublemakers, but you don't need troublemakers without
a boss.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the coolest thing about Jesse and James is when they actually interact with Giovanni.
Yeah.
And, like, I would assume people who watched X and Y didn't care about nameless grunts. They cared about Lysander.
I feel like that's different, though.
But, like, the team,
at least in the example of Jesse and James, because they're obviously the most developed grunts that exist.
Yes.
And I guess, I mean, with Team Skull, it's kind of also different because we have
Gladion?
Prima, what? No, not Primarina.
Primarina? Team Skull is Plumeria. Oh, yeah, I guess we have Plumeria. But, like, the X and Y anime had all the Team Flare admins.
Yeah.
And I would, like, Plumeria has way more character that I think than the Team Skull admins. Like, she's actually a pretty developed character.
That's why I mentioned her,
the
yes.
The admins just have Power Ranger goggles on, and they're just like,
yeah,
we're all in red, we're all women except for that one dude. And we're helping Lysander do its thing. Like, they're like a step up from grunts, but not actually people you care about.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if Plumeria's in here. And I don't know if...
Primarina.
I don't know if...
Oh, jeez.
Guzma is in here, and we've seen so far a picture of Gladion in Lily's house.
So the thing that I want to say is that in the sub, the voice actor for Gladion is one of my favorite voice actors. So I don't know, I might skip ahead and watch the sub just so I can hear their voice.
Well, we know Gladion's in it.
Yes.
Just from previews. We don't know their role. I'm assuming they're, like, since this is before the games, are they part of Team Skull at this point? I would assume.
Maybe it's
so.
Before. Well, I don't know. Because obviously, Lily, it seems like Lily is in her house alone.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it's in that weird time I feel like they referenced when Gladion left, but before he joined Team Skull. Because there was a brief period, I think, where that happened.
Yeah.
I think, but I don't think it was as long as what the anime is probably making it be. But I don't know. Because he definitely has been gone for a while when the game starts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had just recently joined Team Skull.
Ash doesn't have a rival in this season. Yet.
Oh, yeah. I was like, where's Hao?
There's no Hao.
But I don't know where Hao is. Hao is probably,
I mean, how would make sense to be in it because it's just, what's his face's grandson?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. Hala.
Hala.
I miss the days of Trip or Trent. I don't remember.
Trip?
Is his name Trip?
I don't know. Sure. Trip doesn't sound right.
Not Paul. Trip. Yeah, it's Trip.
Oh, okay.
He's the dude that gets the Snivy. He's like meaner than,
Oh, yeah.
He's like meaner than
that
Gary.
That guy was not nice.
I know, he's amazing.
Oh my gosh. I remember watching and be like, you are not a nice character.
He's really awesome. He's really good. Because he's way meaner than Gary ever was. Like, Gary was like...
Gary was snotty.
Snotty, yeah.
But he wasn't really mean.
Yeah, he was just... He was like a bully that would tease you because... He could, but Trip was just like genuine, like he was just legit mean.
Yeah.
And that's what made Trip good. I've heard Paul is also mean, which is like Diamond Pearl, but I didn't watch a lot of Diamond and Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the episodes I watched, I didn't see Paul.
I feel like I always, whenever we record this, I want to go rewatch things, but I feel like that's such a big rabbit hole where it's like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
That's why I want like a filler guide of like what episodes can I skip.
I mean, I'm sure there are like websites that tell you, but I don't. But it's weird though because that's usually comparing like manga to anime, and you can't really. It's there. I don't know. Huh. Weird.
Trip was good. I'm assuming Gladion. Well, okay, so you haven't seen any Gladion. I haven't seen any Gladion yet. Do you want Gladion to be just mean and rude?
No.
Or is he going to be like a rival where I don't...
He's an emo kid.
Oh, yeah. But he's still probably like, going to be angry.
The thing is, where he like... He like face palms. You can't hear what I'm doing, obviously.
Trip isn't ever angry. He just thinks Ash is a bad trainer. And to be fair... Every time Trip called Ash out on something, he was right.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see Gladion just being angry, but not specifically angry at Ash. Just angry at the world.
He's an emo kid.
And not... Just bring back Trip.
No.
Trip says what the audience is thinking. Like, Ash, how could you do that move? You dumb dumb.
How do you exist? Why did you make this decision? Look at your life. Look at your choices.
Also, fandom.wikia.com.
Yes.
Says that the main reason he took a disliking to Ash was because of his training style and more outgoing personality, whereas Trip tended to keep mostly to himself.
I feel like we got so off topic from this episode because it was about the starters. And now we're talking about Trip and Gladion. I mean, I don't mind, but.
I'm curious about Paul, though. I wonder how big of a jerk Paul was.
Every time you say Paul, I think Paulina, and then I think about that one character.
Do you remember Tobias?
Yes.
Not from The Simpsons.
No. Yes, I remember Pokemon Tobias.
I don't know if you do. Are you confusing Tobias with Alain or Alon or whatever his name is?
What?
Alon is the one with Mega Charizard, if I'm not mistaken. That's what the Mega he has. You never remember how to say his name. Is it Alon or Alain?
Huh? Huh?
L-A-L-A-A-A-L-A-I-N. Alain? I don't
Alain?
Know. I think it's Alain.
Alain? Alan? Alan. No, it's not Alan.
Not Alan.
Alain? Alain, not Elaine.
No, not Elaine.
Yeah,
that's
Alain,
the protagonist
maybe?
Of Let's Go Pikachu. Let's Go Eevee. Alain and Chase are their names.
Interesting.
Tobias, I think, Tobias is the one with Darkrai.
Wow, in that picture, he looks like he's going, ah, ha, ha. In the Bulbapedia profile picture. Is that what it is? Or the Fandom Wikia picture?
This is Fandom Wikia.
Okay.
During the Sinnoh League, Tobias was the mysterious trainer not really making his appearance known. No one was able to defeat his Darkrai in the entire tournament except for Ash.
Surprise.
Tied with Latios. Tobias won the league with remarkable ease, even though he said to Ash that he has the making of becoming a Pokemon Master. Although Tobias What Tobias did after the tournament has not been revealed. It is assured that he went on to battle the Sinnoh Elite Four since he was allowed to do so as the champion.
Is there any trivia for this episode?
No.
Have you ever said no like that on a show? I feel like you do that a lot.
I don't know.
When out of recording.
Oh, I read the trivia. It was the blast off. It was the Rotom doesn't get Pokedex
entry. Oh, wow. Well,
we went down a rabbit hole of something more interesting than this episode.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I think that's the end of this.
Okay.
Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola.
Alola.